The Sons of Saturday podcast is brought to you by our friends at Main Street Pharmacy. Located right on Main Street in Blacksburg, Virginia, Main Street Pharmacy is proudly owned by a Hokie family and has been a partner of this podcast since 2020. MSP offers free delivery, curbside pickup, and vaccinations as well. If you are a student or resident in the Blacksburg area, you can always trust that at Main Street Pharmacy, you are not just a number, you are a neighbor. All right, everybody. Thursday, April 4th. It's around 5 o'clock. Long, long work day, but we are joined by Maya Hazelton. She's a 6'4" power forward from Sparrows Point, Maryland. She is headed to Virginia Tech here soon, and we are really, really excited to get to know Maya. So, Maya, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, as you may not know yet, but Sons of Saturday always starts with a Hokie haiku that is submitted by one of our listeners. And we got one from Pete McGee. Do you know what a haiku is?
No.
Okay. A haiku is a poem that is 7 syllables, 5 syllables, and then 7 syllables again. Little confusing. I'm not good at it, but our listeners are very good at it. So, orange and maroon bleeds these colors through and through, committed to home. Pretty good. Pretty good. Had some rhyming in there. That is 757. So first and foremost, Maya, you had to know this question was coming. So first of all, why Virginia Tech? Why did you choose Virginia Tech? What stuck out to it for you?
So it was actually the only school I visited. It's funny because the day I took my unofficial, I was supposed to go to UVA, but there were some complications and I couldn't go. So I was like, let me go to Virginia Tech and see if I like it. So I got there and everyone was so welcoming. Such a family atmosphere. The location was perfect, you know, not too close to home, but not too far. Just, it was really just the family. Like, it was just so welcoming and everyone seemed like so warm. So that was the main reason.
And obviously a ton of headlines in Virginia Tech right now, new coach, everything going on. When all of this was happening, you were one of the first to say, I want to be at Virginia Tech. I'm excited to go to Virginia Tech. So what fueled that? What really made that decision extremely easy for you to stay committed and ultimately end up at Virginia Tech?
Well, really, I just decided to keep my commitment because I felt like I didn't really just commit for the coaching staff, but the fans, like the fan base, just the program, my major, I want to do broadcasting. So, and if the program for the ACC, you know, right out of Virginia Tech, I thought that was a great opportunity. Just too, when I go to games, like everyone's just so, like I have random people coming up to me and like everyone's just so welcoming. So I was like, I don't want to leave that. I couldn't leave that. So I loved it so much and I just wanted to stick with it.
And what has the reaction from Hokie Nation and Virginia Tech fans meant to you? Obviously, as soon as you put out that message, everybody was extremely fired up. Everybody was extremely happy. So from your standpoint, what has that meant to you to see how much it means to the fan base to still have you coming to Tech?
Oh, it means the world. I love it. Like I was reading through all the comments and stuff and everyone was just so happy. I was like, that made me want to come here even more. Because I just feel like that's like so hard to find in other places. It's like I'm not even there yet and I'm already getting all this love. So like imagine when I am there. So that just made the decision even easier for me.
So let's talk a little bit about your game. First and foremost, do you have any comps or anybody that you grew up kind of admiring or watching play when you were younger? Or how would you really describe your game?
When I was younger, I was being from Baltimore, huge Maryland fan. I wanted to be a Terp, but obviously that like switched up. But Alyssa Thomas, I love watching her. I would say Charlie Collier from Texas. She was a big one that I really liked watching. I still watch her highlights. So I would say my game to describe it, used to always be strictly post player, being the tallest on every team I was on. But now I've definitely like stepped out and I like to shoot. I definitely shoot the three a lot this past season. I shoot, my ball handling's gotten better. And my post game, I still have my post game. So, and I definitely think I'm pretty fast. I run the floor. So, yeah, that's, I love to run the floor, definitely. I like to play fast.
So you might have just mentioned it, but is there one part of your game that maybe other people don't really focus on, or is something that's not necessarily flashy or fun to do that you really pride yourself on? Is there something that you think separates you from how other people think of the game or approach it?
That separates me? Definitely with, like, recently my shooting and ball handling, like playing off block, because I feel like a lot of people, when they see me like in warmups or whatever, they'll be like, oh, she's tall, and they don't expect me to play off block. So, I mean, if I get doubled in the post, then okay, I can step out. So, and have that versatility to my game.
So let's talk a little bit about Coach Duffy. Big day for Coach Duffy. She got to hug the Hokie Bird. Yeah. She flew in on the PJ. Have you had the chance to talk to her? Kind of what has that relationship been like? And kind of walk us through the timeline of events with the new coach.
Yeah, so I kind of heard like some rumors like on Twitter, like heard her name in the mix. So I was kind of like, okay, like that, I think that would be a really good hire, because when she was at Marquette, she really recruited me. So I didn't actually speak to her in the recruiting process, but I did speak to some of her assistants, and they were all super nice, super sweet. So I love them. But once yesterday I saw that it was announced, I was like, oh my gosh, like I ran and told my mom. We were so happy. So she actually gave me a call last night, and we talked for a while. She talked to me and my mom, and I just, as far as I can tell, I haven't met her in person, but she's cool. She's really cool. I like her. So I'm excited to meet her. I'm soon this month sometime.
Any familiarity with her previous to getting hired at Tech, or was this your first kind of exposure to that in general?
A little bit. I knew of her just from the Marquette, them recruiting me and like talking to the assistants. I knew she played at Notre Dame, so that type of thing. But I didn't like really know a whole lot.
Gotcha. And then let's talk a little bit about goals for your career. Before we go to basketball, I want to talk about sports media, journalism. Obviously, that school is tremendous at Virginia Tech, headed up by Bill Roth, who calls the games on Saturdays. So what really stuck out to you on that? What made you decide to go down that path? And what kind of conversations have you had, whether they're people in the sports media and journalism department or teachers or anything along those lines?
Yeah, so it's funny. I used to want to do criminology. I really was into the forensic stuff, but that kind of switched up. And I thought with me playing basketball, I think like job opportunities would be easier with the broadcasting. And plus you're just talking about what you love. I mean, what's better than that? You're just talking about sport. So I've always liked photography and like, you know, little interviews with your siblings, that type of fun stuff. So I thought that would be a good major to pick. And, you know, I'm really creative. So thought that was interesting. I did talk to Spalding, I forgot his first name. His last name's Spalding. He's in the
Jake Spalding.
Yeah. I talked to him on my official visit, and I toured the studio, and I fell in love with it. I was like, yeah, this is definitely what I want to do. I definitely want to be on ESPN talking after my basketball days are over, so when the ball That's stops awesome. Bouncing. So yeah, definitely.
That's awesome. And also, obviously, Kelly Gramlich and that whole ACC network group is so, so good to Virginia Tech. So excited for you to get to meet them if you haven't yet. And then switching over to basketball, what are some of your goals, whether it be on the court or developing as a human being, that you have when you go to Virginia Tech?
On the court, really just to make people around me better. Many coaches that I've played for, they told me I always make people around me better, whether it's like motivating my teammate, if you're on the bench, we're down, it doesn't matter. Just always be a good teammate, because people remember how you treated them. So that's really big for me, and just the character part. And I just want to grow to the best ability that I can, like off the court too, with my teammates and build that bond. And just be the best basketball player and teammate that I can be.
So this is a tough question, Maya, but coming in, obviously, you've been waving the Virginia Tech flag. We're really excited to see that Carly Wenzel is going to be sticking around at Virginia Tech, and we'll wait to see how everything else shakes out. But what is your message to the fan base? If you spent some time on Twitter, you've seen a lot of positivity. You may have seen some negativity. It's been all over the place, but that's how it operates every single time. What is your message to the fan base? What are you most excited about, and what do you hope the environment for Castle Coliseum to be next year?
definitely keep coming out and supporting us. I definitely want some sellouts. I think it'll happen. I think that they'll show out. Just stay behind us, even when stuff gets tough. Support, because I personally play better when I know I have people behind me. So definitely just stay behind us, stay loyal, which I know they'll do. They're definitely very loyal. I know Hokies are all about the loyalty. So yeah, just stay with us.
This episode of the Sons of Saturday podcast is brought to you by The River Course. And look, we talk about greatness all the time. And when you talk about golf, Pebble Beach, Augusta, Bandon Dunes, dare I say Shinnecock, The River Course sits squarely in the middle of this conversation. A top 10 college course in America, according to Golf Digest, and the home for the For Those to Come golf tournament. And look, if you head on down there and you mention Sons of Saturday, we got some hookups for you. 50% off appetizers. Who doesn't like appetizers? 10% off of headwear and apparel at the golf shop. I mean, get yourself a new outfit, feel good, look good, play good. And the cream of the crop, new annual student memberships will receive a free cart fee, and new adult memberships will receive a free foursome plus a complimentary lunch. The River Course, unparalleled greatness, unparalleled beauty, nestled right in Southwest Virginia.
Hey guys, this is Ollie Jennings III, wide receiver for your Virginia Tech Hokies. When I committed to Virginia Tech football, I committed to the best. That's why I chose Harvey's GM in Radford. Why settle for less when you can have the best? Go to Harvey's GM for all of your vehicle needs. Tell them Ollie sent you. That's Harvey's GM, Tyler Ave in Radford, or go to their website at harveysgm.com for more info.
So we're moving into rapid fire here. You don't have to be rapid. They're kind of just, we branded it that way, and that's how it stayed. So this is the hardest one you get, and I promise. If you could have dinner with four people, dead or alive, who are the four people and where are you going to eat?
Where am I going to eat? Okay. Where am I going to eat? I would say Texas Roadhouse is where we're going to go.
Good pick.
So the first one, Kobe. Definitely Kobe. Mamba mentality. Charlie Collier, because she's one of my favorite players. Oprah.
Okay.
I think Oprah would be cool. And Michael Jordan.
That's a good four. Who's paying? Who's paying the bill?
I mean, if I can handle it, then I will.
Okay.
I would.
Okay. What about your favorite music, favorite television show? What are you really into?
So music, we do like Lil Baby, Drake. Drake is my all-time favorite. Love Drake. I do like country too, though. I love country music. So
you're all over your Spotify. Your Spotify Wrapped is all over the place. You got you got Drake, you got Lil Baby. Yeah. Okay,
I listen to Michael Jackson. I listen to all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Movies, I like a lot. I can't like narrow down movies. I love movies. But my favorite movie, I would say, is Love and Basketball. Definitely.
I'm surprised you know about that. That's a little before your time. That was Love and Basketball. Love and Basketball was like before I was in high school.
Best movie. My mom, that's her favorite movie, so she introduced it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what she would watch. Shows, I would say, I watch All American, The Walking Dead. Love The Walking Dead.
Okay, we got to talk about The Walking Dead. So when I was in college, my buddy's, my buddy Tyler Fitzgerald, he was like, this show, The Walking Dead, it's literally awesome. You need to watch it. So like first four seasons, great, like fantastic. But it went on for like 15 seasons too long. The storyline got so ridiculous. Also the difference between zombies that like walk super slow and then there are other ones that just like pop out and, you know, eat somebody. I think. But it just went on a little bit too long for me. A little bit too long. That's my opinion.
It's a little too many seasons. I can't get onto like Grey's Anatomy with like 20 seasons. I can't watch that.
Now Grey's Anatomy.
But Walking Dead, I've been watching.
So Grey's Anatomy, if you like Love and Basketball, you got to watch House. House is 9 seasons, really quick. It's a little bit better. Less of like the love. We're talking about actual crazy medical cases. So I would check out House. That came out in like the early 2000s. Okay. Really, really good.
Okay. All right. I'll have to look at
pre-game routine, basketball superstitions. Anything peculiar about your game day routine or your practice routine? Do you have anything on those lines?
I have a few things. So I definitely always pray before a game. In the locker room, I pray every game. I have to drink a Celsius before every game.
What flavor? Peach vibe? Tangerine?
No, actually, the orange tangerine. Okay. That orange and the berry.
Mm-hmm.
That and the berry. Yeah, I really like those too. So yeah, I'll drink one of those. That's really... besides praying that's really it. Yeah. I don't really have any like superstitions, like wearing the same socks or anything like that. I don't have that.
Pray to God, drink a Celsius. It's a pretty good routine there.
Yeah.
We already talked about what you were interested in studying. Do you have any reporters that you looking up to? Yeah. Do you look up to any reporters? Do you like any of them? For example, my personal favorite, I grew up on Keith Hernandez, Gary Cohen, and the New York Mets crew. They're fantastic. So any for you? And Ron Darling, I didn't mean to leave Ron out, but they were my favorite.
Yeah, I love Andrea Carter. Like I really admire her. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just love her. And Autumn Johnson, that's like who I aspire to be like. So those two definitely.
So Baltimore recommendations. We found out yesterday that the men's team is going to be playing Penn State, I believe, on November 19th in Baltimore. So for those who haven't gone down there. Yeah. Any suggestions, any advanced scout on the city of Baltimore, where to hang out, where to go eat?
Where to hang out? So we don't actually live in the city. We live in the county, so it's like a little bit more relaxed. So city, I really honestly couldn't tell you. I've only went into the city last year for school, and that was like barely over the city-county line. But then I transferred back to Sparrows, so I'm like in the county. It's totally different. But I would say... just Baltimore in general, the Avenue is fun. They got movies and they have good food places. They have Chili's. That's my top place, the Avenue, just because of the stores. I like to go shopping.
So Pat's not here. Pat's the other co-host of the show. And he always brings this up. And I want to confirm this because we don't get a lot of Maryland people on the show. People just say crab cakes and football. Like that's Maryland. I gotta be honest. Like football. Not a lot of good football in Maryland. University of Maryland, kind of not winning a bunch of games. Crab cakes, it's like $19 and you get like this much crab cake. So I want to ask you, if Maryland was going to rebrand, what would you rebrand it to? Are there a couple items that you would choose or a catchphrase? For example, New Jersey is the Garden State. Beautiful word. I don't see many gardens around here. But if you were to rebrand the state of Maryland, how would you do it?
I don't know. A lot of people, they call me a weirdo because I'm not really crazy about crabs or anything like that. I like eating crabs. So
they're fine.
What else? We're known for the Old Bay. Which is huge. Everyone loves that.
Old Bay seasoning. Maybe that's the brand.
Yeah. That's definitely the brand. They should just stick with that and like X out the football.
Maryland.
Old Bay.
Maryland. Spice it up. Sponsored by Old Bay. It would be the first state sponsored by an actual business. I think we just solved the problem there. I don't know why they wouldn't do that. So letters from the lunch pail. These are questions coming in from...
That should be it.
It should. Here are some questions from the fan base that they wrote in. So the first one is from Angie in Amsterdam. Angie in Amsterdam wants to know, what are the top three things that you're looking forward to at Virginia Tech?
Definitely say football games.
Mm-hmm.
I never really like grew up watching a bunch of football, but now that I've been to a couple VT games, I like really loving it. So definitely football games, playing in Castle because the fans are crazy from the games that I've been to. And I would say just exploring Blacksburg, trying new places to eat, like sightseeing type thing.
So Hokie Dave, what is the number one thing you are working on before you get to Blacksburg?
Definitely has been getting stronger. I've been in that weight room. Yeah, because I've never been super I have really strong legs. My upper body's never been super. So yeah, we've been working on that. I've gained some weight, some muscle mass. So yeah.
I've never heard this one before from Mama Flad. How can we support you as you become a Hokie?
Again, earlier with the one about staying with us, really just supporting, just stay supportive. That's really like, that's the biggest thing, honestly. Like that, people underestimate like how much a supportive fan base really helps us play. Like if you guys show out for us and are just going all out, like that makes us like that much better. So I would say that.
Alexis Keffer. Now this might be a hard question to ask. You said you don't watch football. You don't like crabs. What are you going to miss the most about being home? So proud of you. Love you very much. Cannot wait to cheer you on.
I love Alexis. That's my friend. She said, what am I going to miss the most? Probably my family, definitely. Even though, like, I know me being from, like, a basketball family, my mom were always at it with basketball. So I'll get a little break from that. But I'll definitely miss my family and my pets. I'll be on FaceTime with them all the time. So.
From Pete McGee, who wrote her haiku, what was the biggest non-basketball factor that contributed to your initial commitment to Virginia Tech? And is that the same thing that reaffirmed your commitment last week?
Sorry, you cut out. Okay. Non-basketball. I would say, I think just with me already have been like being committed for so long, on top of all the support I was getting from like seeing it on Twitter, like how happy everyone was like during the week, especially with like getting bad news. I think that like really confirmed it, like being that little bit of light. So yeah, definitely that, just the support.
We have like four more questions about just thank you for your continued commitment. And how does it feel to be a star before playing a quarter in the maroon and orange? Danvers wants to know, you seem to really love Virginia Tech and Hokie Nation. Like, is there something that I guess I'll tweak this question. Was there a moment where like you specifically fell in love with Virginia Tech? Was it a certain visit, a certain interaction that you had? You said you just visited Virginia Tech sort of on a whim. Was there a moment where you're like, this is where I want to be? This is not to steal the line, but this is home.
Yeah. I mean, it had definitely happened on my unofficial visit. Obviously, because I committed. Just like, you know, sitting in that chair and like being like, yeah, I'm committing, like I love it here. But I think it definitely sunk in and really like sold it for me on my official, like going to the football games and like hanging out with the team. Like that, it's like I want to be here. Like it's amazing here.
Last question is not even a question from BT Hokie. It says, no questions, just a huge thank you for bringing light during a difficult time. We'll watch. Guys, nobody died. All right, we got a basketball program. We're going to play basketball next year. It's going to be great. Can't wait for it. Excited to watch and listen and get to know your story. You are a Hokie and already beloved. That is from BT Hokie.
That means so much to me. See, that again settles it even more for me. Like it really sells it. So
Maya, football games are awesome. Crabs are overrated. And we are really, really looking forward to your career at Virginia Tech. So thank you so much for taking the time, and we'll have you on again soon.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Time to wander, tripping in the sand. We smoke out windows, drink till we can't stand. But I saw you dance like you want to in my head. And all that she said is, oh, I know just what you're thinking. Please don't go, just let it sink in. Trash my friend's place, wake up the next day. To you and say, write you some song. ahead. It started.